Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. How's everybody doing today? We thank God for another day to share His word with you. And today we're talking about, what do you do when trouble hits? And do you cry out to God, and why? And that may be a funny question, but people were coming up today and yesterday evening going around with that. And for a lot of times, church is the last place a person will go to. It makes me think about a story I heard a long time ago where there was a drought in England. And a farmer's out there mending his fence, and the pastor comes by and says, we're going to go down to church tonight and pray for rain. He said, well, I don't believe none of that. He said, okay. So they went and prayed, and the next day, you know, rain came down hard. So he went back out to talk to the farmer. He said, what do you think about that rain? He said, you mean tell me you think you caused it to rain? He said, well, the word of God says, you know, you pray and believe and you receive. God heard our prayer and answered it. So the farmer picked up the hammer and he said, Pastor, the next time you let this drought hit us like this, I'm going to take this hammer and beat you all over this county. And that's, you know, more or less, has it come to that prayer? Has it come to prayer? And that should be the first thing that believers should do. Go to God and pray. When all things seem to be going off, like, Lord, what's going on? You need some knowledge and some light in the situation, what is going on that you don't see. And very few times that people, when they run into trouble, is that they pray. And here's a question. How many of y'all brush your teeth every day? At least twice a day, three times a day. You know, and why do you do it? You know, you want your breath fresh, you want your teeth clean and stuff. But more or less, you do it because it works. Amen? You brush your teeth because it works. Now, do you brush your teeth more than you pray? And see, for a lot of people, that's the case. They brush their teeth more than they pray. And brushing your teeth is very good, but it does not take the place of prayer. Because prayer more is communication, is dialogue with the Lord. Far too many people have. And maybe this might be a lot of reasons why your prayer life needs to be stale, that you ask, give me my name to Gmail, I'll take all you give me and just go, where there's no relationship. Now think about, you know, in any type of relationship, husband, wife, kids, you know, they just ask you all the time. And there's no thank you, no gratitude, no how you doing, you know, just I'll take all this. You know, prayer is not trying to get God's attention. It's not. And far too many times people think that. Let's go over to the book of Hebrews, the 4. And in fact, we was over here yesterday. Verse 14 says, seeing that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but with all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. See, that's what you want. You want to find grace and obtain mercy in your time of need. He says, come boldly. Don't be cowering. Because for a lot of times, like with little kids, they will ask quick and not think twice about it. They will not think twice about asking for help. Another thing with prayer, it's not trying to get God to do something. What? What do you mean it's not trying to get God to do something? Now, we're back over in Hebrews 4. And let's go back to verse 3 says, for we which have believed do enter into rest, as he says, I have sworn my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. Verse 6 says, seeing therefore it remains something to enter in, they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief. And we drop down to verse 2. For the word of God is quick and powerful, sharp and a two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing asunder of souls and is a joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is any creature that is not manifested in his sight, and all things are naked, open unto him through his eyes, and whom we have to do. It's like to see we have a great high priest. It all is connected. That God is well able to look over your needs. Over in Hebrews 10, verse 35 says, cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience. After you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. Far too many times, people pray, and they don't believe that they have received the answer. That's why they keep on asking. You know, like little kids. I want this. And do you think I'm deaf? Like I said, I can remember being a kid. A lot of times I would just be saying something out loud and thinking about it. Next thing it would appear. To where it was there before, you know, I even thought I had a need for it. Hallelujah. And folks, you go back through the first three chapters of Genesis, and you see how God operates. See, before Adam was here, everything was already here for him. And wise parents, if they're able to do it, everything that the new baby needs is there before the child even shows up. You mean tell me God can't do something better than that? The thing about we see trouble, we're agitated by a problem. Well, God already knows it before you knew it. See, it may catch you unaware, but doesn't catch him unaware. Having confidence in him that he is your heavenly Father, he watches over you. Bible says, cast all your care on him, for he cares for you. Not just with all your care, even with stuff you don't see. Now, we'll go over to the book of Matthew. And this is where a lot of people are at dealing with the things of chapter 6. I'm going to start at verse 25. It says, therefore I say to you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you drink, yet for your body what you should put on. Is not life more than meat and the body more than raiment? See, a lot of people, they haven't settled that question. You know, is it more than me? We'll try to use something that people can relate to, just like with your car and whatever model car you have. You can't go to another dealership and get parts for it. You can't have two sources for that car. Especially if you got an American car and you're trying to get Japanese parts to fit it. Amen? Or if you work for Company A, you're not going to get your paycheck from Company B. And people say, well, I know that much. I have that much sense. Well, not with God. Because for so many people, they're trying to meet their needs themselves. God, this ain't working. Of course it's not working. You're doing your own thing. You got plan A, B, C, D, maybe all the way down to Z. And like I said, all your needs are met before you even show up. Behold, the fowls of the air, they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather in the barn, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much better than they? And see, that there's another question a lot of people don't know how to answer. They are taken care of. You don't see no birds running around fretting. I remember there was a cartoon one time where birds are looking in this man's window and he's fretting, worried how he's going to pay these bills. He said, you know, the birds said to each other, you know, I guess God doesn't love him as much as he loves us. It has to do with me going to God for help. It has everything to do with it. It has to do with knowing him. Having confidence in him, trusting him, leaning on him, that he's going to take care of you. Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit to his stature? You know, thinking won't do it. Panic attack. Because with the devil, he's always going to try to, what are you going to do? 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 And see, the question is, well, no, what you going to do? Because I'm going to believe God because it's already taken care of. Oh, I wish I could say that. Well, if you spend time in God's word and it gets in your heart, then you know he'll do for you the same thing he does for Jesus. And when I take thought for raiment, consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, they toil not, neither do they spin. Yet I say to you that Solomon in all his glory would not arrayed like one of these. If God so clothes the grass of the field, which is today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore take no thought saying, what shall we eat, what are we going to drink, or we're going to clothe ourselves, you know, what am I going to do about this? And I was like, Lord, you know what you're going to do. Lord, so I thank you that it's already done. I thank you that all my needs are met. Show me what I have to do. See, you're putting your trust in him that he already has answered for you still. What am I going to do becomes fear and panic. Because if you know what to do, you just go ahead and do it. Like you get up in the morning and then you tie your shoes. The Bible says, he that has ears, let him hear what the Spirit of God is saying to the churches. You go back. I love this story in the book of Numbers with Joshua and Caleb went into the promised land to spy it out with them 10 other guys. And they heard the same, they saw the same thing. And they heard the same message from the devil. And they heard the same message from God. The difference between the 10 and the 2, Joshua and Caleb believed what God said, and they took it. That's mine. The 10 spies said, we be not able. We ain't in the picture. Because the we didn't get us out of Egypt. The we didn't open the Red Sea. All the we, or I, didn't do it. It was God Almighty. to Joshua and Caleb, let us go up at once and possess it, for we're well able to overcome it. And the ten guys said, we be not able. The Bible says death and life is in the power of the tongue. Coming out your mouth, God, you will have what you say. And I don't believe that. Well, what you go to a restaurant and what you put your order in, you'll be highly upset if they come back and bring you something that you didn't order. Didn't order this. This is what I want. I wanted it cooked like this. You know. I want it steamed and not broiled, or whatever how you wanted it done. You're gonna be mighty upset. Why? Because your words have power. They have authority in this realm. And things have ears. They listen to you. Your bills listen to you. Because they hear you say, I don't know how this bill is going to be paid. And said, well, you know, my God supplies all my needs. Lord is my shepherd, I do not want. I don't want for having the ability to pay for these bills. Well, I would never say that. That's why your bills ain't paid. See, we're talking about everything in God's kingdom. And far too many people have not been taught about God's kingdom of operation. That's why when people, they looked at Jesus real strange. And Jesus would tell them, is it not written in your law? See, he wasn't telling them something that was way out of their scope. Because God is not unjust. They should have known what he was talking about. He'll hold you accountable to what you know. To take no sort of thing, what are we going to drink? After all these things do the Gentiles see? The Gentiles got no covenant with God. He's not responsible for Gentiles. Like the world. People that don't know God. He's not responsible for it. The devil is. What? The devil? Yeah, the devil is. The day that Adam ate of the tree, he became spiritually dead. The devil became his lord and master. That's why a lot of things going on in this planet, people are blaming God for God. God ain't. He ain't into destruction. He ain't into killing, stealing, or destroying. That is the work of the devil. But why don't God do something about it? He was working on it before we even got here. But how come he just don't get rid of the devil? But how come he don't make you do what's right? God even has to do right by the devil. Because doing right by the devil, God keeps his word. He doesn't break his word for anybody. Because he gave the authority to this planet to a man. Because if God was going to do it, he said, well, give me, I'm taking the authority back. You not being messed up. You know, like a lot of parents that give kids something. Said, no, God said, no, hey, you even have this. This is on your call. Help you get out of it. Because that's the only way you're going to be able to get out of it. And every so often he would find a man that would institute his plan for redemption till he got the Lord Jesus Christ into this planet. And if the Jews had accepted him then, he wouldn't have had to hang on the cross. But see, that's another story. Seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, his way of doing things, his plan, the right way to do it. And all these things shall be added unto you. God has a way for you in your life. I remember hearing a story of a doctor. There were two people that came to him with the same condition. One person, they didn't know anything about God, really. Other person was probably a Yeah, I believe God. And he told the two ladies, the woman who didn't know anything about God, she said, well, am I going to have her? No. She said, I'm going to pray and God is going to heal you of this. This is what he said. He wants me to pray for you. See, because you got to be sharp being here, God, that, you know, they're going to follow those instructions. And the woman who told her had the faith. Said, well, Lord, tell me you need to operate. No, I'm believing God for healing. I ain't going to get no operation. And the woman who said she had the faith, she died. And the woman who didn't have any faith, she got healed of it. And you may say, well, how come the woman that had faith died? Because she really didn't have faith. Because she had faith, she wouldn't have died. She didn't receive what God said. That you need the operation. Obedience is better than sacrifice. See, one thing, folks, you got to remember that God loves you. He loves you as much as he loves the Lord Jesus. And he wants to get you out of trouble and not keep you in it. Just like, you know, children fall down, the parents go right to help them. Well, God is no different. But you got to believe him. You got to believe him that he has the way. And I believe the doctor wrote a book, God's Way of Healing. Because you look at Jesus, people he healed a lot of different ways. And people who received the healing many different ways. Not everybody Jesus laid hands on. There were people, Jesus laid his hands on everybody and they got healed. Jesus told them, stand up and walk. Stretch forth your hand. Didn't even touch the person. He laid his hands on the leper. The woman with the issue of blood touched him. The centurion said, just say the word. And all these ways, these people received their sight. Man went to the pool and washed. The other day we talked about Naaman the Syrian. He got mad at the prophet. He said, I thought you would come out there and holler at your God and wave your hand over the place. And he went away mad because man told him to dip seven times. I was talking to somebody today, and he was talking some things about happened to one of their kids and the church that they go to, and the pastor just letting stuff slide. And I told him, I said, you know, a little leaven leavens a whole lump. You let a little bit of germ get in a gallon of water, it's going to contaminate the whole thing. He's got something going on in his church that's poisoning the whole congregation. And I told him that you better pray and see what God wants you to do because you're in a dead well. It's poison. God wants men after his and women after his own heart to teach people the way of God. See, that's what got Hophaeus and Phinehas messed up. Back over in the book of Samuel, you know, Eli's boys, women come and make offerings in the church, they sleep with the women. They married. Eli, he wasn't listening to the Lord. The Lord had to send somebody else there. He said, why do you prefer your sons over me? And he lost his job being priest. And eventually his two sons ended up dead. God takes ministry very seriously. You hear about every year how many pastors they quit and churches fold up. But most of the time, they ain't got no business being in the ministry. They may have to go sell ice cream or something other. Mess over people's lives. How many people out there, your life has been messed over by a minister, church official, or church in general? God has a way for healing in your life. You get a hold of us. Eagles of Prayer Ministries, P.O. Box 3024, Gaithersburg, Maryland, 20885. wants you to be set free. No different when Jesus showed up on the scene dealing with those scribes and Pharisees who had messed over the people. Said, woe to the shepherds that fleece the flock. You know, God said, feed the sheep, don't sleep with them. Don't sleep with the sheep. Don't fleece them. Don't abuse them. That's why so many people don't want anything to do with church. I pray you don't look at God that way. That God is your source. And I give it, well, why he let that happen? Because you let it happen to you. Do you have a Bible? Have you ever read it? So I can talk like that because, like I said, my parents' house, there were four Bibles. They were never read. Answer to so many of our problems we were dealing with was at our fingertips, but the book was never opened. Not until my parents got saved. The church we went to, only Bible was in there was what the pastor had, and he didn't read it. Not the right way. Be able to set the captive free. Amen. God, he is for you. He's not against you. Contrary to what a lot of so-called ministers say, that God is out to get you. He's letting this happen to you. He's going to teach you a lesson. He needs another little flower in heaven. Biggest lie out of the pit of hell. Well, I see our time is going out for the day, and like always, we give you the opportunity to make Jesus the Lord of your life. You'd like to be born again and receive God's free gift of salvation by making Jesus your Lord and Savior? Pray this prayer with us. Say, Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. Ask you to forgive me of all my sins. The Bible, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, I'm calling upon you. I need help. Ask you to come into my life, be my Lord and Savior. Lord, show me what I need to do in every area of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you said that prayer, drop a little note off to Eagles of Prayer Ministries, P.O. Box 3024, Gaithersburg, Maryland, 20885. And we'll send you out some free study material to help you in your newfound faith in Christ, sending you prayer requests, comments, questions. Just like I said, for a lot of people, you have been burned. You know, get a hold of us. God has a way to get your life straight. Amen. God bless you. Have a great night. And remember, Jesus Christ is Lord. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.